You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to another edition of Locked On Pelicans, the daily podcast covering your favorite team, the New Orleans Pelicans, and NBA as a whole for the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day, available on iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at NolaJake on Twitter, here with you all on this game day in the Crescent City as the Pelicans take on the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. I'm going to preview this one for you, talk about a few things we should keep our eyes on when that game happens and tips off in the Smoothie King Center. Final home game, I think, until December 27th. So if you're in New Orleans, make sure you get out there to support the team. They are still right in the thick of the playoff race. And part of the reason they're right in the thick of the playoff race has been Drew Holiday and his recent play and how much better it's been than really to start the year. I talked a little bit about it on yesterday's podcast and after a couple of his good games recently that I think this is partially due to Anthony Davis being out, and this isn't necessarily the Drew we should expect going forward. And I said I was going to pull some of the numbers. Well, I did. So we're going to take a look at Drew Holiday probably for the first two segments, then preview the game in the end. But we're going to look at his numbers on the court with Davis, on the court with Cousins, without both bigs, with only one on there and one off, all sorts of different combinations. I've got them all. We're going to talk about them and try and dive in and really see what they mean to maybe give us a better understanding about this Pelicans team. So the reason that I wanted to look into these numbers with Drew Holiday and the different combinations of him out there with different bigs is over these past six games, that starting with the Portland game on the road, then this homestand and the Houston game the other night, how this team has played with Drew Holiday out there has been absolutely outstanding. And Holiday's numbers over these six games, which is basically without Anthony Davis, you know, he played in that Sacramento game but wasn't really effective. You saw him not look as explosive or like himself against the Philadelphia 76ers. So over this six-game stretch, he's played about 38.5 minutes per game, and he's actually averaging 27.2 points per game. 27.2. His season average right now is 18 points per game, so that's even coming up because of this past six-game stretch, which is how well that he's playing. So 27.2 points per game. He's doing this on 58.4% shooting. That 58.4% shooting from the field is about 10% higher than what he's been shooting all season long. Holiday's also taking more threes and making more threes. His three-point percentage all season has been 31.4, but over the past six games, he's a scorching hot 43.2%. That's over a 10% increase. When you look at these past couple of games and look at his numbers, you'd assume that basically, you know, he's getting to the line and doing other things. He's not really getting to the line more whatsoever over this stretch that he has of the season, barely one more time per game. So really, at best, he's adding 1 point there. And the rest of his numbers are the same. He's averaging about the same amount of assists per game, the same amount of rebounds per game, the same amount of blocks, the same amount of turnovers, and the same amount of steals per game. The biggest change here is his shooting, and his numbers are going through the roof, essentially. And he's not doing it on significantly more shots. He's doing this on exactly four more shots per game, and he's scoring, what do we say, about 9 points more. So 9 points on four shots, that's an insane number. I think we all know that. And look, I think Drew needs to be given a lot of credit because he's stepped up in AD's absence and when AD hasn't been feeling as well to try and get out there and score and take up that burden, take up the aggression, and take on the scoring load. And as I've talked with the Locked On Pelicans guys over the past couple of days in our G-Chat, once I've kind of been diving into these numbers to look at everything here, you know, we've got a couple of theories why. And one of it is, yeah, it's just Davis is out and someone needs to pick up the slack. There's more shots to go around. There's more space to go around. There's just more points to go around. So he can go out and do this. But I don't think it's really as simple as that. So we're going to kind of now here take a look at some of the numbers. We'll probably break this up into both these two segments here and then, again, recap with the Wolves. But let me just throw out some of the raw numbers at you guys. With Holiday on the court and then Davis on the court or Davis off or Cousins on or Cousins off, I'll dive them in and kind of make sense of this for you all. So I pulled from NBAWowie.com, which is a very useful tool, four different sets of numbers. There's Drew without either big on the court. There's Drew with Davis and without Cousins. Drew with Cousins without Davis. And then Drew with both of them on the court at the same time. And I want to focus on just a few things here. Drew without the bigs has a 119.4 offensive rating and a 100.8 defensive rating. It's going to be by far the best net rating of, you know, right around like 18 and a half right there, let's say, to round it up. That's outstanding and really, really good. It's also not a realistic case. It's also only played 71 minutes that way. And he's always going to be on the court with one of the two guys for the most part. But keep that offense and defensive rating in mind for something I'm going to throw out probably after the reset here to take a look at a few things, because there's some stuff that I think is certainly going to be a little bit interesting. And it's also Holiday's best individual scoring lineup, where he's scoring an average of 1.3 points per play. That's great, to be honest. There's another way to put it. So 1.32 points per play. Drew with Davis and without Cousins has a 112.8 offensive rating and a 101.8 defensive rating. So that's a net rating of plus 11. They played 153 minutes together. Better, about double the sample size of the previous one, but still not a lot, to be honest. Drew in that lineup scores 1.11 points per play, and his shooting numbers are down. Drew without the two bigs, by the way, has a true shooting percentage of 70.2, an even field goal percentage of 69.1. So insane numbers. With Davis on the court, without Cousins and Drew, Drew's shooting percentage is 55.4, even field goal percentage, and 57.8 true shooting. After that, we'll look at Drew with Cousins, without Davis. That has an offensive rating of 115, so, you know, other than Drew without the bigs, the best offensive rating we've seen here so far, but a defensive rating of 121.3, so you have a negative net rating. This lineup has played about 300 minutes so far this year, and this is what you're seeing the most of in this past six-game stretch, where Drew's putting up those insane numbers that I talked about before. He's got an E field goal percentage of 60.2, a true shooting percentage of 63%, and is scoring 1.22 points per play. So better than with Davis by not a good bit, but a little bit, enough. Drew with both bigs has played 518 minutes. They have a 112.9 offensive rating and a 108.6 defensive rating. So you're looking at a 4.3 is the net rating right there. So this is your most normalized lineup. Drew in this one, though, his numbers drop. It's a 44.7 E field goal percentage, a 47.5 true shooting percentage, and he is just scoring 0.92 points per play, points per possession. So his worst out of the four lineups we've looked at. So what's this mean? And I'm going to tell you coming right up here on Locked On Pelicans. Fantasy sports fans, listen up. Did you know that your chances of winning on the draft app or playdraft.com are 80% better than on salary cap sites? That's why Draft is my favorite fantasy site. No more getting crushed by the pros. It's snake drafts, not salary cap drafts. No one can have your other players using their secret inside info to beat you and just screw you out of money. This is why it is my favorite. And it's not just me who think this is their favorite fantasy app. More than 1 million people have already downloaded the Draft app as well. Play in a real live NBA draft right now, be done in under 5 minutes, and get paid out the next day. Drafts are filling up every second, so you can join one whenever you want. It's super easy. And when you use our promo codes, which I'll tell you, it's Locked On Pelicans, you're going to see special Locked On drafts right at the top. And all new players get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit. But you do have to use that promo code LOCKEDONPELICANS I just said. That's right. Play in a real money draft for free by using my promo code LOCKEDONPELICANS. But it gets even better. Draft is so sure you'll love it that they're even offering Locked On Pelicans listeners a money-back guarantee up to $100. Just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com or playdraft.com and come play for free right now with other Locked On podcast listeners with the promo code LOCKEDONPELICANS. So what do the numbers I mentioned in the last segment really tell us, other than just kind of certain situations Drew tends to score more? And of course you think he's going to score a whole lot more without any of the bigs out there. It makes sense. He's the main guy. He can take all of the shots. His usage percentage in those lineups is way higher than it is with some of the bigs on the court. There's nothing truly insightful there, and it seems a bit reductive. But I think this kind of talks about what I've been saying for the past year or so now, going back to the trade for DeMarcus Cousins, that I truly don't think Drew works best with both of these bigs on the court at the same time. I think you have to keep him out there because, frankly, they have one of the better net ratings kind of in a normalized setting. I don't think those numbers are going to hold up like crazy ones without in those small minutes, that if they do get to say 500 something minutes this season. But certainly Drew thrives in kind of a different role than what he's being asked to play. Here he's the third best player, your third scorer, and it doesn't seem like that's the most efficient and effective use of him. He's been a good player, but he hasn't been the most efficient player. Again, averaging 18 points is great. Can you get him to average 18 on better efficiency? And I don't know if he's just capable of that kind of efficiency in lineups with two bigs. And this goes back to what I've been telling you guys. Imagine you're a guard on the Pelicans and Davis and Cousins are both out there. You're not going to feel comfortable taking six straight shots or being the focal point without getting those guys the ball. It's a natural inclination to do that. And for Holiday to succeed and be the best player he can, I think he needs to be taking those shots. And the team said they want him taking all of those shots. So have Davis and Cousins. So I think they need to try and use him in a bit of a different way. So this is where they kind of need to try and get creative. And by the way, I have these numbers and they got lost in my crazy spreadsheet I made for all of this. So Drew, without the bigs on the court, takes 30% of his shots at the rim, and he scores on that. He's got a field goal percentage at the rim shots of 78.6, insanely high. Next, you've got Drew with Davis and without Cousins, only 27.4% of his shots are at the rim, and he only shoots 60% in that case with Davis on the court. Part of this, I think, is because Davis is down there, it's going to put an extra defender or two into the paint. Remember, teams almost always double him down low. So if Holiday has the ball and he starts to drive, you've got his defender, the defender that's guarding Davis, and then the help defender that's guarding Davis. It's three guys he's going to run into. I'd drive less. Then you have Drew with Cousins and no Davis on the court. 35% of his shots are at the rim, and he scores there 67.5% of the time. This is the one that's the most intriguing, because maybe you think those numbers should be similar to Drew on the court with Davis and without Cousins, and they should kind of be similar. Drew with Cousins and no Davis on the court, I think, is such high shots at the rim because Cousins is often at the three-point line. It sucks a defender or two out of the paint, and Drew, as we've seen recently, is able to drive to the rim with much more space and have room to go. And so I think that's kind of the biggest thing. And by the way, I'm going to just say this right now, because it just came through on my email. Press release from Pelicans PR. The Pelicans have announced today that guard Tony Allen has been diagnosed with a non-displaced left proximal fibula fracture and is expected to miss 3 to 4 weeks. Literally just came through on my email as I'm recording this. So in the moment, real-time news right there. Even though the podcast is going to be released, you know, the day after that news was announced. But going back to Holiday and some of those numbers. So he does better with Cousins out there and no Davis. He does with both of them out there. And he does all right with Davis out there. The coaching staff in the front office, and I'm not faulting them. I don't know. I'm sure they've looked at these kind of numbers, by the way. These are available to everyone. And I know front offices, including the Pels, look at this kind of thing. But I think this really shows they need to be using him in a different way. You're almost wasting his efficiency when he's out there with Davis and Cousins. And one of the things I suggested maybe in our Locked On Pelicans group, there were kind of two ideas. One would be playing kind of a 4-5 out set with Holiday being the main guy. So put everyone on the perimeter, let him drive and attack and score that way, and kind of do what a team like used to do with Dwight Howard. This came from Louis Corso, by the way, the Pelicans Reddit. I forget what his Twitter handle is. But you guys know who he is. And he's also a great writer for LockedOnPelicans.com, if I can plug that. He said, you know, maybe just let the first like 6 or 7 possessions go through him and see what he's able to do. And is he feeling it that night? And I think this isn't the worst idea, because when you look at these numbers over the past six games versus his numbers before, compared to his season numbers, it's very clear that maybe he needs to be in more of a rhythm, and he's much more of a rhythm player. A catch and shoot isn't going to work as much when you haven't really gotten the ball in a while. And if you're trying to drive and be effective, sometimes you need to do it a couple of times to kind of figure out the defense and see what they're doing to counter you. So maybe just getting him the ball early on and letting him kind of do his thing makes a whole lot more sense. I think it's certainly worth it. I'm a little bit intrigued by the 71 minutes of Drew without the bigs and his points per play, points per possession of 1.32 and the 119.4 offensive rating and the 100.8 defensive rating. I think maybe they need to mix their rotations up a little bit and get Holiday playing more with the second unit without maybe the bigs on the court. Get them both off, let those guys rest, keep Holiday in there. And Jason Quigley, who you've heard on the podcast here and also a writer for LockedOnPelicans.com, mentioned that he thinks, and I got to look more into it because as I'm recording this, we're kind of all chatting about it. We get to hang out and be buds. It's a lot of fun. That the Golden State Warriors do something similar with Klay Thompson, where he thinks he starts the second and fourth quarters, and I haven't watched them enough this year to really see. It's worth looking into maybe doing that with Drew Holiday and letting him just be the focal point of a second unit that often struggles to score and letting him run with those guys, certainly think could be an interesting idea and one you'd like to maybe see this Pelicans team try at one point. And the numbers are really starting to kind of make you think that and tell you that a little bit. So speaking of the LockedOnPelicans.com site and me talking with the crew from there, make sure you check it out and bookmark it and take a look at it every day. Monday through Friday, we've got new content up for you guys in the morning from the very talented writers, giving you a number of different looks, whether it's comedy, whether it's deep insight, statistical analysis, or just kind of think pieces. Make sure you're reading it. You're not going to get any Pelicans insight on a regular basis like this anywhere else. So make sure you bookmark LockedOnPelicans.com. So it is a game day here in the Crescent City as the Pelicans take on the 15-10 Milwaukee Bucks, who are sitting fourth in the Eastern Conference and having a bit of a disappointing season for them, I think. They are also dealing with a number of injuries to guys, and they've kind of shaken their lineup up a little bit with the trade of Eric Bledsoe in for Greg Monroe. This Bucks team, though, is very top-heavy. You've got Giannis Antetokounmpo up there at the top, and I'm not going to try and say that again because that is not the easiest, who's averaging nearly 30 points per game, by the way, and kind of just does everything. He's averaging 29.8 points, 10.4 rebounds per game, and 4.5 assists. That is just tremendous, and that guy is such a special player, so it's going to be fun to see him live. But after that, they've got Chris Middleton, who's also going to be able to attack you kind of inside, try and get down low and score that way. You've still got Eric Bledsoe, who's been shooting a lot for three for them, however, hasn't been particularly great at it, but he's still averaging 18 points a game. This is a team that can get out there and frankly just score, and they do it rather efficiently. When you look at kind of their shooting percentages and different things, they're not tremendous overall, but they have the 10th best offense in the league, so they make it count. They may not take a ton of three-pointers, but they make them right around the middle of the pack. And then they try and get inside and score on you that way, which they certainly are able to do. Area they're really not good at, though, however, is rebounding. They're the second to worst offensive rebounding team in the league, and they also are not a great defensive rebounding team, ranking in the bottom third of that. I'm going to be curious if Davis plays and they got him that extra rest of not having to go against the Houston Rockets the other night on Monday. Just get him the rest, and can this Pelicans team control the glass against him? They struggled against the 76ers. This is a team that's going to grab some boards. You need to get out there to try and neutralize that because, they're going to try, but they don't do it really well. So go out there and just take advantage of this clear weakness. Get offensive boards. End possessions. Don't give them second chance points. That's not what you want to see out of this team. I think the Pelicans might have a chance in this game, particularly if Drew Holiday keeps just some of the form. I'm not expecting the Houston Rockets 37-point game out of him, but if this Pelicans coaching staff can find a way to make him more efficient, the offense can become very, very scary. And they've shown the ability to trap people on the perimeter and try and slow down offenses that way. I think they got a chance to do that tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks, but this is a bit of a tougher task. But the Bucks really aren't great on the defensive side of the ball. They rank right around the middle of the league. They can go out and do this, and I think this could be a very good win for the Pelicans coming up as they hit a bit of an easy stretch in their schedule that we talked about yesterday. So that's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Pelicans. Don't forget, check out iTunes, rate the podcast 5 stars, and subscribe so you get the latest episodes when they come out. And while you're also, kind of in the mode of doing things, do me a favor here. Hook me up here. Subscribe and like it and rate it and all of that. And make sure you bookmark LockedOnPelicans.com and give some of the great writers a read that we've got up there 5 days a week for you. So as always, I'm your host, Jake Madison, at Nola Jake on Twitter. I'll be back with you all tomorrow to recap the game, talk some more Drew Holiday, and just cover everything Pelicans.